Rory O'Neill, NBC News Radio national correspondent. I just gave some thoughts and commentary on some of the things I think we do not discuss as a country and a state sometimes locally when we see these mass murders and these mass, these terrible situations where one person typically decides to hurt as many people as they can, regardless of the instrument. The point is, though, we seem to see when we see one of these, we send a sad way, we see like two or three. There's like a string of them, and we've seen that in California and again in the last last day, and then of course the other day. And Rory O'Neill has an update on what started with a very scary story a few days ago in California on the investigation. Good morning, Rory.
Yeah, good morning, Jack. And as you said, it started Saturday night with that shooting in Southern California at that Monterey Park Lunar New Year celebration. The suspect in that, after killing 11 people and injuring 9 more, took his own life. Then yesterday, the same gunman we believe is responsible for opening fire at 2 locations in Half Moon Bay, just south of San Francisco. One of them Concord Farms, but first at the Mountain Mushroom Farm. We do know that some children were witnesses to that violence. There, 7 people were killed, and at least one other is still critically injured. What's interesting is that both gunmen are senior citizens. The one yesterday, 67 years old. The one Saturday, 72. Both men of Asian descent. So it doesn't really fit the profile we've come to learn of mass shooters in America.
Thank you for that, because I just said that 6 minutes ago, Rory, that if you look at the last several years, it tended to be young males. And I noticed in the last couple of sad terror, and I thought some prayers to the victims, that they were older individuals, and that does break the norm a little bit.
It does. We've only got the identities of a few in that Southern California shooting, but we suspect they're all in that same 60s to 70s age range. So that is something that's quite different in these cases.
Rory O'Neill, NBC News Radio national correspondent. Thank you, Rory.
Thanks, Jack.